The safe place is in God's shadow, not man's spotlight. Nothing, in fact, will drive you farther away from the safety that is found in God's presence faster than a desire to be seen or praised or accepted by men. Because the safety that's found in God is found in His shadow. Don't seek safety in the acceptance of others. Don't seek safety in the praise and the adoration of others. Don't seek safety in other men for any reason at all. And I struggle with that so mightily. But what that is actually doing is it's making us the focus when it's not supposed to be that way. You're in the shadow of the Almighty when you are safe, not in the spotlight of other men. Safety of God is found as we disappear into His shadow. And here we have what is likely the most common reason that people refuse the safety, because they're not willing to fall into the shadow of God. They want to be seen. They want to be praised. They want to be honored. They want to be looked upon with admiration. They want to be impressive to the world. They want to go get, quote, what they think is theirs. An unwillingness to lose our lives in the shadow of God, an unwillingness to go unnoticed by those around us and by the world in general, may indeed be the very reason that we are not experiencing the safety that God is offering to us today. Do people see you in your life? Or do they see a shadow of the one to whom you claim allegiance? When they look at you, when they observe your life, and I'm not talking about on Sunday morning, I'm talking about on Saturday night, Tuesday, when you're having a good day and when you're having a bad day and everything in between, when they observe your life and they look at you, do they see you, or do they see a shadow of God? Do they see there's something they can't quite put their finger on, but you've got a certainty and you're experiencing a safety that they don't have any idea of.